So I'm going to present a joint work with my former colleague Sergio Prada, who unfortunately moved back to his home country, Colombia, recently. He's also in the audience. We weren't sure if we had to disclose anything, but this is a follow-up work on a project we are currently conducting for CMS. The views expressed are mine and Sergio's, and they don't reflect the views of anyone else. Okay, so we keep hearing about the importance of health promotion and prevention programs, and people with chronic conditions are a typical target group. These people have different needs than a typical acute care patient. They need constant care, and they are typically the patients with extremely high costs, and they are included in high-risk groups by agencies and healthcare plans. So there are many programs that try to deal or manage with manage the care of these patients. I'm also working on an evaluation of the chronic disease self-management program, which is about providing a workshop to these people so that they can take care of their health issues at home and not end up at emergency rooms. So this is all to lower healthcare costs, but also increase their quality of life at home. What I'm not going to do is tell you about a program where we see a positive effect of a promotion program on people with chronic conditions. What I will do instead is show you simple and powerful findings from recent public use files released by Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Luckily, we have been the contractor for CMS, and we've been involved in production of these files. So we had the chance to work with them before anyone else could. These are called chronic 2008 and 2010 chronic conditions public use files. They provide information from the full Medicare fee-for-service population, and these files summarize Medicare costs for each type of claim by age groups, gender, dual eligibility status, and 11 individual chronic condition indicators. This is not a beneficiary-level file or a claim-level file, but it's a very large summary table. That's how you can imagine that. And it's available at that link, cms.gov/bsapuffs. The 11 chronic conditions that are included in this file are provided in this list. You can see all of them, Alzheimer's, cancer, congestive heart failure, depression, osteoporosis, and so on. These chronic conditions are computed by CMS contractors using historical claims data. So they search for certain diagnoses in your claims history with Medicare in the fee-for-service database. And each one looks for a certain diagnosis and has a different look-back period. Some of them require finding a particular diagnosis, let's say related to diabetes, in the last year. But some others look back as much as 3 years. So this file is very useful to look at healthcare costs for people who have a particular chronic conditions, and you can even look at any combination of chronic conditions you're interested in. You can look at different types of claims. You can look at inpatient claims, outpatient claims, carrier claims, prescription drugs, pretty much everything. The 2010 version was released only a few months ago, so now we have the chance to look at differences over time, how the health of the country is progressing, are we getting any healthier or not. So let me start with this slide, which shows the disproportionate share of resources used by people with chronic conditions. The two bars on the left are from the 2008 data, and the two on the right are from 2010. For example, we can see that in the blue, 38% of the Medicare population only contribute to 3% of Part A costs. I should also remind you that I'm only focusing on Part A for beneficiaries with 12 months of enrollment. You can look at people that have partial enrollment in the file that's also available. Many of these findings also hold for dual eligibles, but I'm also going to be looking at the non-dual eligible population. What we also see in the yellow is 36.6% of the Medicare fee-for-service population have two or more chronic conditions, also known as multiple chronic conditions, but they contribute to 86% of the Part A costs for CMS. When we look at the difference between 2008 and 10, we have some evidence for health status getting a little worse. The percentage of population with multiple chronic condition increased by 0.4% in 2 years. Not sure if the lines are perfect, but I think you understand the picture. So from this slide, we can say there is some evidence for a worsening of the situation. When we look at the percentage of enrollees with individual chronic conditions, that's in column 2 here. For example, 9.4% of this subpopulation we are looking at has chronic conditions compared to cancer, which is 5.9%. And the usefulness of these two files is we can look at the prevalence of each chronic condition over time. And the table is sorted by the last column, which is the percent change in 2 years. We have a 17% increase in the prevalence of chronic kidney disease, for example, which is a pretty significant increase. In the bottom, you can see stroke, transient ischemic attack, congestive heart failure, where we are doing better. So we have a smaller percentage of people with these chronic conditions. When we look at the cost of having a specific chronic condition, this is the table to look at. For example, a person with diabetes is expected to cost at least twice more than a person without diabetes. And note that we are controlling for everything else here. So we make sure that the diabetes indicator is turned on and all other chronic disease indicators are turned off. If you go down the list, you can see stroke. Having a stroke can increase your cost as much as 15 times. So an average Medicare beneficiary without any chronic condition costs about $250, according to these files. So what you need to do is multiply $250 by 15 to get an average cost for someone with stroke chronic condition. If you look at the change over time, 2010 versus 2008, we can see the prevalence the changes in cost per Medicare enrollee in Part A. We see a decrease in average cost for people diagnosed with diabetes, osteoporosis, for males, and cancer, and heart disease, but we see cost increasing significantly for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, Alzheimer's, stroke, and chronic kidney disease for males only. If you look at the average cost by number of conditions, we'll be looking at the red line here, and the y-axis shows average Part A payment in 2008, and the x-axis show the number of chronic conditions. So someone with no chronic condition has an average Part A cost of $248, and the cost can go up to $50,000-$60,000 if you have 8-9 diagnosis codes, which is relatively rare, of course. Nobody has that many chronic conditions, but only a small percentage. If you look at the change over time, except for the category of having no chronic conditions, we see an increase in cost for every X value. So you can see someone with, say, 7 chronic condition cost 4%, 4.3% more in 2010 than that cost in 2008. I have one more slide, which I reserved if I had time, and this is basically summarizing total Part A costs by average Medicare payment and number of chronic conditions. It's clearly as expected, as people age, they develop more chronic conditions and they cost more to Medicare. So the file has a lot more information to look at if you're interested in particular diagnosis, a particular chronic condition, or a particular type of claim, such as inpatient or outpatient. You can do similar analysis. You can look at dual eligibles, and also you can look at full eligibility versus full enrollment for 12 months versus less than full year enrollment. Thank you. I think we can have questions.
Take one or two questions for Dr.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I'm late.
That's okay.
You had costs on a lot of your slides. Were those Medicare payments or were those costs?
Medicare payment. So Medicare Part A payment.
Medicare costs are hard to calculate.
Correct. So it's only looking at payment component.
This would be likely to be underestimated because of lack of sort of Part B data. Which are the condition as well as X-rays.
Sure. Sure, and that information is in the file. For this presentation, I had only had Part A, non-dual eligible, and 12 months of enrollment. Yeah, and you can look at the total. Well, thank you. I think we'll have more time later.
Yeah.